Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. I'm here tonight. My trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he's not with us today. He has some other business that he had to take care of. But my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby, he's here. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine today. How about yourself there, Gene?
Oh, doing fine. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too, on this Thursday.
Yeah, it is on Thursday, that's for sure.
Yeah, it feels like a Thursday, right?
Yeah, time is flying by. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you to get an idea of what we mean by entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what the show is all about, and that's what we want you to know. Now, tonight's show is for the beginning entrepreneur, and we have a special guest tonight coming on the show as well. But many people are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, and many have thoughts on how to get started and not get started. Some of them get started in certain ways, and they got to go back and do it all over again. So I'm going to talk about some myths that the beginning person may have that's beginning to start out becoming an entrepreneur. But I'm also going to give some guidance on what you should have and the reason why you should start a business. Anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to give you some statements, and I'm going to tell you other entrepreneurs that have started big businesses. I'm going to mention some that you may be familiar with, but I'm going to point out what it is that they do and why they do it. Because as an entrepreneur, it's important to know why are you doing something. So I'm going to go through all of that, because in order to start a business, or you can always start a business, but once you get the business started, then you need some customers. And so sometimes things are done out of order. And so tonight we're going to give you the correct order. And I have a special guest on the line. His name is Larry LaBelle, I believe.
Yep, I'm here.
Larry, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How's about you, Gene?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Larry is an entrepreneur, and he has his own business. And so, Larry, if you don't mind, just introduce yourself and tell us just what your business is, I guess.
Yeah. My business is called Runogenic Bass, and I do resume writing, I do cover letters, and I also run workshops on every other aspect of the job search process to help someone get a job fast.
Okay, so that's what Larry does. He helps job seekers. And we both help job seekers, but Larry helps job seekers as well. And so we have something that we'd like to share. We did not rehearse this. Anyway, so I hope Larry doesn't get upset at me.
Nope.
But we didn't rehearse this, but I think the information that Larry has for this purpose, because entrepreneurs are different. Each entrepreneur has their own thought, their own ideas, and sometimes they have things in common, and sometimes they don't. But the bottom line is, it's their business, and it's what they see that can happen. And so that's what I like to have you think about. So, if you're an entrepreneur, I'd like to have you think about what type of business would you like to start? That's the first question. What type of business would you like to start? The second thing is, what is the problem you're solving? And the third thing is, who is your customer or your audience? Anyway, so Larry and I are going to go back and forth for 45 minutes or so. Just sharing different things, because we're two different entrepreneurs, but sharing what we do, because all entrepreneurs, they get started. And then I'm going to share with you some big name businesses by which they all started because of an entrepreneur. And I'm going to share the problem that they're solving so that you can relate some to it. So that's what we're going to do tonight. But before that, we're going to take a short break to hear something from our sponsors. And so you're going to hear from myself and Larry LaBelle of Win a Job Fast, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yeah, yes, the tough get going. Once you get started as an entrepreneur, things will get tough, and the tough got to keep going. Outside of that, you stop doing what you thought of doing, and you give up. And so I do not want any of you to give up, but that's why we're here. I'm here with Larry LaBelle. He's the CEO of Win a Job Fast. But I'm going to just say some things, and Larry, chime in.
Sure.
I'm going to just mention three things that I got that say that some people have as myths to becoming an entrepreneur. Anyway, so these three things are: startups don't need to start with a problem. That's the first thing. Startups don't need one initial customer segment to focus on. And the third thing is startups can serve multiple use cases and solve multiple problems from multiple segments, all from the very beginning. Anyway, so those are three things I just read that got off. Larry, do you have any thoughts on anything regarding individuals that are starting off that think that they don't need what I just read?
What they don't need?
Yeah, what they don't need. They don't need to start with a problem. They just start. Okay.
The first thing they have to do is figure out what it is, what kind of business they want to do.
Okay.
You don't know that, so I'm going to California and I ask you, what route are you chasing? I don't know. You end up never getting there.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you in a second so you can tell everybody what you're doing in a little bit more detail. But the second one is that the startups don't need one initial customer segment to focus on. I would just say, would you agree with that or not agree? Are you there?
I just put it back there.
Oh, something happened. Okay. Anyway, so the third thing was startups can serve multiple use cases that solve multiple problems for multiple customer segments, all from the very beginning. Now, you there, Larry?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, those are the three myths. But I'm going to say that what we're going to share with you is what we have learned or what we know, because I'm not sure about Larry. I've made mistakes along the way, and so I like to share stories sometimes. However, Larry.
I've never made mistakes.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to ask is tell us what your business is again. Are you there?
You talking to me?
Yes. Tell us what your business is again.
Basically, I'm a combination of a resume writer. People hire me to write their resume. Also hire me to update their LinkedIn profile with the data from their new resume. And then I teach probably 12 courses on different aspects of the job search process so people can get a job fast.
Okay. Now, what problem are you solving?
Helping people to find employment who don't know how to do it, have been out of work for a long time, some cases very desperate, think they're going to lose their house, their car, their everything, and they don't know where to turn. I do a lot of work volunteering with the job seekers doing that.
Okay. You're kind of fading in and out for some reason. Can you repeat that again?
Which part?
All of it. What problem
are you solving? I write resumes to people, and I update LinkedIn profiles for them. I teach them how to use LinkedIn effectively in the business or in their job search. And I teach courses for both job seekers and employers. For employers, I teach how to hire great talent and keep them. And then for job seekers, I teach Job Search Acceleration Group that helps you get a job fast.
Okay, you kind of said the thing that leads to the second question, but who's your customer?
It's job seekers and employers.
Okay, job seekers and employers. Okay.
Yep.
And the problem that you're solving is you help the job seeker to package themselves, in a sense.
Yep.
And you help the employer do what?
I work with, what you know, there are many employers have the problem they can't keep people.
Okay.
So I teach a workshop for them. It gives them lots of ideas about how they can keep their top people. Because it costs, every time you lose somebody, you have to go out and hire somebody, it costs you $20,000 just to do the hiring process.
Okay. So let me kind of put all this together so I can hear you say it in one piece. What is the problem that you recognized that allowed you to start a business? The second thing is, what was the solution that you saw? And the third thing is, who needed it?
What I saw was started with me. I've been working in the software field as a director of training for 20 years, working with startups, hoping they would make it big and their stock value would go through the roof and I'd make a lot of money, but it never happened. So after losing my job once a year for 20 years, I said, this is ridiculous. I said, what can I do? Just like, I said, well, you've blamed a lot of your job search, so why don't you start a business? I did.
Great. Okay. Would you like to hear my story, Larry?
I would.
I'll put this up. My background's a little different, but what happened is in my background, I began to notice that I had problems trying to do the job that I thought I wanted to do. However, I was being chosen to do jobs I didn't think I could do. So
yeah.
As I began to grow and develop, I started thinking, why is somebody choosing me to do these roles? So, anyways, I came up with the thought that probably people can see more in me than I can see of myself.
Yep.
So I decided to say, how many people out there are doing that whereby they can't see themselves, but the rest of the world can see you? That was the first thing. The second thing I began to recognize was that I didn't like the job that I was doing, which means I didn't do it that well. But I began to think of how many others are going to work doing what they don't want to do, and other people are recognizing what they are probably good at doing, but they don't know it. Anyway, so I said, what would happen if I created something? I shouldn't say if I created. I said, wow. Why aren't we looking at what people do naturally that fits into different jobs instead of having the jobs that people apply for that once they get hired, they find out that they don't want to do it? Anyways, I thought I could solve a problem for the individual. But more so, I could solve a problem for the workforce because the employers are saying that once people are hired, they just don't have the productivity and morale that they thought they would have. Anyway, so I decided I would create something to solve the problem by sharing how I got from where I started to where I am, and get other individuals to recognize how we see their abilities. Anyway, so in my case, I solved two problems. Now, whether I did the right thing in trying to go after both at the same time, which I really didn't, I focused on the job seeker first.
Yep.
Then I took it into the internal workers, the workers that are working, and now I'm in the process of taking the real problem to the CEOs and the HR people.
So would you say yours is a need and a passion, or more of a need, less of a passion?
It's a need by everyone who isn't doing what they enjoy doing.
Right.
It's a passion because I got help in order to, I got developed to do things that I didn't know other people thought I could do. And so I started thinking, how many others are passing up offers that people are saying, you'd be good at this and that, and they say, no, I want to go do something else. I started to recognize, why are different people telling me these things? I didn't know why. But I began to recognize that probably most of us have been told by other people what we see them doing, and that doesn't exist. So since I knew the problem, I got to back up. Since I knew the problem I wanted to solve, at some point I got to realize how big of a problem it was in order to solve. And so that's why I decided to start my side of the business.
Got it.
Hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I think every entrepreneur should share their story. Why did they go into business? Because what did they recognize that didn't exist? Or what did they recognize that they could see a better way? Anyway, so I think...
See, because like me with the production company is totally based on a passion. It is... I'm not inventing something. I mean, I am. I'm servicing a need, but I'm not... I didn't see a need and see somebody not doing that at all. There are other people... Mm-hmm. doing what I'm doing. So it's just totally passion-based and totally running out of job titles, basically. So you just make your own, pretty much, is where I've...
Yeah, you can do that as well. But the bottom line is that as an entrepreneur, it's best once you recognize something that's missing that the other people just can't seem to see that you know would solve a problem. It could be a financial problem. It could be a cost. It could be a lot of things. I have several companies I'm going to mention, just the company name and the owner or the problem that they solved. They saw in order to start a business, and now their businesses are booming. So we all start a business because we see something that. Mm-hmm. that we could use that other people need.
And then I guess you would say also you see something either that someone else needs or you can't find anything where you fit. So you're servicing a need for yourself to create mm-hmm. to create the type of work that you'd like to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, I'm also going to suggest is most entrepreneurs know where they fit. However, if it isn't there, then create it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so in my case, I saw something that was missing and said, wow, how many individuals could I help have happy jobs instead of just jobs? How many employers could I make happy because they're spending a lot of money trying to figure out a way to motivate you? But I said, who else is doing that? So the entrepreneur sees things that are missing, and they decide to do something to help. So Larry helps job seekers to find the jobs that other people are looking for them for. And in my case, I take the people now that have a job and say, what else could you do? Or what else would you want to do that we see you capable of doing instead of just doing something? So, yeah, but that's, anyway, but I'd like to have you just think about that because, Larry, hold on because we're going to pick your brain a little bit more, but we got to go take a break if that's okay with you.
Sure.
But anyway, you listen to myself and Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back to share more about what is an entrepreneur and how do they get started. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Giving people what they want. That's what entrepreneurs do. They see a way to create something that we haven't thought of yet. And that's what evolution is all about. That's how we have gotten to where we are in the universe. And that's why, that's where and how we have gotten much of the jobs that we've had and the businesses that we have. We all have to start somewhere. Anyways, I'm on the phone with entrepreneur Larry LaBell. He's the person in charge of Win a Job Fast, and he has his own company. And Larry, very quickly, tell us again why you started your business. What problem did you see? And
my problem was that I was 20 years in the software field as director of training, and I was working with startups, and once a year the company would fail, and I'd be out looking for another job. I finally said, I've got to do something different. And he said, wow, you've learned a lot about job search. You've done this once a year for 20 years. But I said, this is a business.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That's what they are.
Great. Anyways, I'm going to mention some names. I got them off the internet. You can go out on the internet. I would suggest that you type in something like Entrepreneur Solutions or Entrepreneurs That Solve the Problem, something like that, and see what pops up. I got a list of 100 companies that popped up, and I decided I'd share some of that information with some of the companies that you may know of, and I only got a few of them, but I just wanted to share some. Larry, feel free to add anything as it pops up.
Sure.
The first one, I'm just going to mention the company, the value that they're worth right now, and who their customer is. Because if you have a problem, it has to solve a problem for somebody. So I'm going to just share what the problem was so that you can think of how these ideas may pop into your head and how if you could see how to do something quicker, better, faster, then there's a good possibility that it could grow into a business. Anyway, so these are no order. I'm just going to kind of go through a few. Larry, if you can think of any companies that you may be aware of, you can just mention them if you can think of anything. I want to know is the name of the company, the problem that they're solving. Anyway, I'm going to start with a couple of companies right here on my list. One of them is Airbnb. Many people have heard about Airbnb. Anyway, and so they are worth $100 billion right now. They started in 2008. So $100 billion is a lot of money with Airbnb, but their customer at that time were conference attendees visiting San Francisco. Because the people coming to a conference, they need a place to stay. And this person recognized that they didn't have a place to stay temporarily that was slightly different than a hotel, but they decided to do that. But the problem was is that many of the people attending conferences were broke, and they didn't want to pay the high cost of rent somewhere. So that's how Airbnb was created, because the person recognized the problem. I don't have the founder's name, but they recognized the problem and a solution very easily. So the purpose I'm saying is because many of you come up with these ideas, they may seem so simple, but nobody's doing it. Or maybe somebody is, but it's a possibility you may create something that everyone else needs. And so, anyway, so that's one of them. Another one you might be familiar with, Larry, I know you're familiar with this. This is Dropbox. They're a $12 billion company right now. And the customer is anybody working in technology. That's where their customer was, or is. Anybody who's working with technology, they need to have Dropbox. The problem that they're solving is that, anyway, so it says the user experience and connectivity of online drivers weren't good enough. Okay, so people working with the technology, the online drivers just weren't good enough. And so the person says, we can do it better. Okay, and turn the company into $12 billion at the present time. I'm just flipping pages. Uber. Many of you have heard of Uber.
Oh yeah, big contractor type work.
Yep, they're a $103 billion company right now. Okay, the problem with the customer who needs cold cost blocks. Cold calling and cab drivers offer an hourly rate for supply, and I can't really make this out, but this started in San Francisco, but it had to do with the cab drivers doing something that didn't satisfy the customer. Their rates were a little different. The problem that was recognized, it says that the unavailability of hailing a taxi cab. Okay, so someone trying to hail a taxi and it wasn't available, the person said, why not create something where they can just make a phone call and we can use someone who likes driving, has a car, and can pick them up.
But on an app.
Right. But as simple as that sounds, somebody created a $100 billion company, $103 billion, really, just from coming up with a different idea. And the purpose is because many of you out there have ideas, and if it seems to solve a problem for someone, then most likely it can solve a problem for many, because that's how the entrepreneurs are born. Anyway, so Uber was one of those. DoorDash. It's a $72 billion company. Get the customer is take out customers, and it looks like it started in Palo Alto. Okay, take out consumers started in Palo Alto. The problem was that restaurants couldn't afford delivery drivers, and delivery drivers were underutilized. So someone figured out a way to get the takeout orders to the customer faster. It sounds simple, but sounds simple. In many cases, they are simple, but somebody comes up with it and finds a way to let others know that they have a solution to the problem.
And the fact that that's the same people that saw that original problem with the rideshare, with you know, someone being able to pick them up and drive them somewhere, and saw that exact same problem and applied it to food delivery.
Exactly.
And other types of delivery, convenience stores, and grocery delivery with you know, similar other companies that are in the same line of work.
Yeah. So I want you to just think about entrepreneurs see things that could be better, and they decide to get started on it. Anyway, so that's about it. But that's what entrepreneurs do. They see something that they think could be done better. And once you come up with the solution, then you have a prototype, and then you take the prototype to somebody that says, I think this will work. And next thing you know, you get busy putting your business together.
In fact, I would say that the whole delivery thing, that is one of the best examples of that, because look at how it's developed over the years. Someone saw a need. Well, you need convenience stacks. Well, you need alcoholic beverages delivered. Well, you need, now we're getting into... you know, packages delivered. Now, as I've heard, another entrepreneur saw construction materials need to be delivered on call. Heavy equipment, things like that. It's really been a great model for the point that you're trying to make.
Yeah. I don't have the company name on this list, but in Tampa, Florida here, and many other cities, we have a lot of these scooters now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess all you need is a credit card to get on one and go for a ride.
An app on your phone.
Or an app. But it's gone from scooters to bicycles and it gets people around without dealing with all the traffic.
And they don't have to own the scooter or the bike.
Right, they don't have to own it.
And they can leave it right at their place of work or at their destination.
And because they don't own them, they seem to put them everywhere.
Well, yeah, that is true. You're talking Tampa to us, aren't you?
I heard something on the news recently in my city. I hate to say it, but in the Tampa area, found like 200 scooters
piled up
in the water.
Oh, in the water. Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway,
heard them in the road.
Right, but
piled
probably
in pickup trucks.
Yeah, I mean, but somebody thought of a better way to get around in the cities. As far as transportation, I got one more. We're then going to take a break. Larry, you'll like this one.
Sounds good.
LinkedIn, one of Larry's tools that he shares with all of his people. The customer that was founded in 2002. It's a $26 billion company right now. In which the LinkedIn was developed, the customers are all working professionals. How we can find them and be found. I mean, so think about that. Larry, you use LinkedIn quite a bit, but can you give us like a 30-minute scenario in terms of how you use it to help people?
Well, primarily, I do it and I teach it. It's for job seekers. It's for professionals. It's for HR people, recruiters, C-level execs, CEO. It's for everybody, professors, students. So I try to cover 42 topics, but for each topic, I try to relate it to all those audiences so they understand why it's important to them.
Okay. Now, the problem that it says, I want to hear Larry talk about what he's doing to solve his problem, but the problem behind that was that there was no space online for real name professionals to identify themselves. And so LinkedIn was created. No place online. Because somebody came up with the idea, why not have a place where people can go tell us who you are and find you? Anyway, but that's how that evolved into $12 billion.
Yep.
But I think it's time that we take a short break, because you're hearing myself and Larry talk about just things that we know as an entrepreneur, but also for entrepreneurs, of understanding you must have a problem that you want to solve, and it must serve some customers. You got to identify who you're solving the problem for, and that's what you need in order to build your company. But we'll be right back once we hear a word from our sponsor, right after this comment.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what I think many of you want. I believe all entrepreneurs want some. And that's why I'm here. I'm trying to figure out a way to make some too. So if any of you out there have any ideas, I'll be open to them. And if I can't do it, there's always people I can refer you to that are still trying to do something. So, but I'm talking tonight about entrepreneurs, how to get started in terms of having a problem that you see could be solved or done better, and identifying who needs it as far as your customer and what it's going to do for them. So what I'm doing at the present time, I'm giving you companies that are well known to a lot of us, and the customer, who are they serving? Because whatever idea that you come up with, it has to be an idea that solves a problem for something or for somebody. But that's why we create these things. And all humans, I believe, have the thoughts come to them. Some decide to act on them, that's all. And you will have ups and downs, but that comes along with it. But I'm on the phone with another entrepreneur, Larry LaBelle. He's the owner of Win a Job Fast. He helps individuals and employers to match themselves up so that they have the proper workers and the individuals have jobs. Is that right, Larry?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to go to the next one. I'm giving out names of companies that are known. Anyway, so the next company I got on my list is Zoom. Everybody most likely has heard of Zoom. If you're in the workplace, you've probably heard of Zoom. It's right now, it's a $57 billion company, just started in 2011. Okay, they're already making billions of dollars. The customer was forward-thinking companies and let's see, in need of remote communications. Okay, forward-thinking companies in need of remote communications. That was the customer, anybody who needs that. The problem was there was no way to there's no way to easily do cheap videos. That's what it says. Okay, so somebody says, if I want to do a video, it's going to cost me a lot of money. And so somebody decided to say, maybe there's an easier way to figure out a way to create videos, and they don't cost you any money or very little money. Okay, so anyway, so they started in 2011. Okay, so in 12 years, they've gone from getting started to $57 billion. Okay. Anyway, so it's one of those types of things.
Well, and then there's, you know, there are people who see a need within a company or within an existing idea, and they fix it. Like you were talking about with the scooters earlier. Then somebody else comes along, creates a rental company that has docking stations, and then the scooters have to be placed back in a certain area, or they keep charging your credit card till it's placed in a responsible way. So there's ideas that are built upon other ideas.
We have to have a show on some of the defaults of of things like that too.
I mean, because a lot of ideas, you know, they take the world by storm. And then other entrepreneurs jump on, and they figure out how to make it better, but in a very big way, like how to make a large fault in an idea, you know, how to close that gap. And then either they work for the company, or they wind up selling their, you know, idea to a company and make out very well.
Most likely, in many cases, you wind up selling your company, or some company picks it up, and they. Because they can move it to another level, they have a different audience, a larger audience, and so a lot of times you get picked up by partners.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a very large car company that is actually backing one of those Tampa scooter brands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just say it. It's Ford is behind Spin, which is one of the two. Since you were mentioning brands already, I figured I can just say it. But this is how you're. You know, most people don't even know that, but you know, somebody got the right connections, solved a need, and a bigger company saw that in that entrepreneur.
Now you mentioned something that I want to make sure the entrepreneurs know. There's always others out there willing to help you because they can see a larger picture. Okay, in some cases. And so many times you'll get partners, you'll get individuals who want to buy your company because companies buy companies. In reality, companies don't buy companies. Humans of companies buy companies. But that's how it happens, is that the starter is the one who has the idea. And the vision of it, until someone else comes along and says, we can make this even a bigger vision that you didn't see. That's all. So just things to think about. So Larry, can you think of any companies that you may be aware of that kind of started that way, or of any individuals that are thinking about starting a
business? I want to share the story with you, Gene.
Pardon?
My former wife had a great idea for taking styrofoam camping cups, putting a lid on it, and having a little slit to come back and, you know, hold it back, well before anybody else thought of it, but she thought it wasn't really that great an idea. 2 years later, somebody bought it, the guy was a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Don't discount your idea.
Yeah, very good point. Say that again, Larry.
If you have a great idea, don't discount it, go for it. Yeah, and the biggest thing for me, I tell people this all the time, if you want to succeed, you have to 100% believe that you can. If you don't believe it, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I just want to mention that right quick. I believe that a lot of people have a lot of thoughts or ideas come to them.
Mm-hmm.
Very few act on them.
Yep.
And so I'm one of those. I've got several ideas that have come to me. I haven't acted on many of them. And so if anyone's looking for ideas, come see me, because I have a lot of ideas that I want to share. I'm not going to be able to do it all. So that's but you're more than welcome to do that. Plus, if you know of anyone that is trying to figure out a way of getting started, you're more than welcome to call the station here, 727-441-3000, number's right in front of you, and ask for me, and somebody will put you in touch with me, or we'll get you on the show to share your adventure, because that's what we're all about, since we're talking about entrepreneurs. So it doesn't matter what stage you're in. What matters is the idea that's in your head that hasn't gone away, and it must be there for a reason. And it's okay if you don't know the reason. The difference is you know it's there. So if you're willing to share it, then I'd say do it. But don't worry about somebody stealing it. Worry about you getting it out there. And that's all. I don't believe people steal other people's ideas. So it's possible, but I don't believe that, because the owner of the idea is the one that still has the idea. It doesn't matter who else picks it up. You know, that's part of the purpose, to have somebody pick up your idea, because maybe they can do what you cannot do with it.
And nobody's ever going to have it exactly the way you have it.
Exactly. Great point. You know, I'd like to have you think about that, because that's really what it is. Only you have your thoughts. They come to you for a reason. And only you have the eyes that you have, and you see things for a reason. And in some cases, you see things that other people cannot see or haven't seen until you show them. So I'd like to have you think about that. I got something that until you see it, once you see it, you can see it. But until then, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's lots of things out there that people can see that other people can't see, but it's right in front of your eyes.
And sometimes the portion of your idea that somebody else leaves out, maybe
fits.
But you might be the missing piece of the puzzle.
Just, you got it.
You may, in a sense, what's the word? I don't want to say blow away the competition, but you may step above the your
yeah.
competitor, because you saw the missing link that somebody else didn't, even though you have a similar
right
or idea.
And there's a lot of companies or people out there looking for the missing link.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the pieces except the one that they really need, and oftentimes you're the one that have it.
And that's what sends you off, you know, helps you excel.
Right, but we can't know that unless you tell us what your idea is.
Right.
Now, you don't have to tell us. You can go get all the protection that you want, and the copyrights and legal rights and all that sort of stuff.
You can do all that beforehand, and you know.
But the difference is that we can't read your mind.
So at some point, you're going to have to tell somebody.
If you want it to happen. If not, you go to the grave having the idea. Let it pass. But I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. And I want you entrepreneurs to know, we played this on the other show as well, but I want you you to know is that having your idea, you're actually able to do it your way. You may not have the other pieces, but you're the author of all that. Anyway, but stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so we can help the job seekers to find something and have opportunity. But keep coming up with those ideas, because you can do it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.